Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Italo Cellini. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Italo Cellini. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Millies. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Travis. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal pinch runs for Mike Krivic. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Haas moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Travis who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. Bonura goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards third. Lewis catches it and throws to second to double up Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Quel reaches second base with a double. Hill moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Appling fields it and tags Quel, for the out. Hill scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Travis for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch misplays the ball. That's an error on Bluch. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bluch picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bluch. Radcliffe moves to third. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Whitehill covering. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 0 for 1 in the game. Cellini takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Sewell scores. Cellini moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Sid Cohen now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cellini scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Bonura scores. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Dykes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, White Sox. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cellini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosenthal bunts towards the mound. Cohen fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 13-1, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive towards right. Travis chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Travis. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Pete Appleton now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. It's 14-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Millie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cellini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0-for-1 in the game. Millies hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cellini strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Millies hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bluge moves to second. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Appleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Millies moves to second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bluge scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 14-2, White Sox. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Haas reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. It's 15-2, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haas moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Haas scores. Bonura moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 16-2, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-3, White Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cellini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0-for-3 in the game. Bluch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Millies takes first base on ball four. Bluch moves to second. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bluch scores. Millies moves to second. It's 16-4, White Sox. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Millies moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-4 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Millies scores. It's 16-5, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 16, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.